The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Like Bob on Facebook at facebook.com/BobBurneyLive.
Welcome back to Bob Burney Live. This really is an excellent resource for you. A Grand Illusion by David Young. It looks like he has self-published it, which I'm a little surprised. I would think he would be able to get a major publisher, but if you want to learn more, go to renew.org, renew.org, and I think you can even download an e-version, which may be a little less expensive, but good stuff, really good stuff. All right, and we're going to go to the phones. I think Jim and Lewis Sinner wants to continue our discussion. Hey, Jim, you're on Bob Burney Live. Welcome. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Bob. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to comment and actually ask a question of you. I'm a pretty elderly man, 85 years old to be exact, and I grew up in a church where there was a lot of hellfire and brimstone preaching, and preachers used to want to just scare the hell out of you to get you to come to the Lord. And there wasn't enough of God's love taught, his grace and so forth. But I believe the pendulum swung completely the other way. I can't remember the last time, except maybe up at Camp Syker or somewhere, that I heard a preacher preach about the fact there's a heaven to gain and a hell to shun, and about how hot hell is.
Well, Jim,
you
have listened to this program long enough to know that I continually say the devil lives in the extremes. And a church, a movement, a denomination that only emphasizes the judgment of God and hell, with no or little emphasis on grace and mercy and forgiveness and heaven, is an unbiblical extreme. And I think a lot of churches used to be in that extreme. But as you just said, Jim, the pendulum has swung now to the opposite extreme, where very, very few churches want to talk about hell.
Right.
I can't remember the last time I heard about a series on hell, and you certainly could do a series on hell. And the point is, Jim, we've got to be balanced. There is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. We serve a God who is perfectly just, but is also perfectly merciful. And we must avoid the extremes. We've got to have balanced teaching, balanced preaching. But there is no doubt, Jim, that we are living now in the extreme where no one wants to talk about hell because it might offend someone. And I tell you, Jim, hell is a frightening topic. It is a frightening topic.
I agree. Dr. David Jeremiah says Jesus, Everything he spoke about heaven, he spoke three times about hell.
Yeah. Well, there is more about hell than there is about heaven. There are more warnings about hell than promises concerning
mm-hmm.
heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And we must preach both. Hell is real. But that's, you know, my guest was just talking about progressive Christianity. And one of the sure signs of progressive Christianity is removing hell as a reality. A friend of mine just sent me a video from an independent Baptist pastor somewhere in Missouri, and he has a whole series on, he calls the series Rethinking Hell. And it's a whole series of messages where this independent Baptist pastor says, you know, we got to rethink hell. Hell is not real. It's not literal. It's just a state. And sooner or later, everybody's going to make it to heaven anyway. And that is a, biblically speaking, that is a damnable heresy. It is, and it needs to be exposed as such.
Well, that's so scary, Bob. I don't know of any church that more than the Independent Baptist Church that is fundamental in its teaching. And that's scary when a fundamental Baptist church pastor teaches that. That's scary.
Yeah, yeah, it is. All right, Jim, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. God bless you. I always enjoy hearing from you.
I appreciate you so much. Thank you.
Well, you as well. Thanks. God bless. I love our seasoned saints. One of the things I love about this audience is the diversity. I am just blown away by the diversity. Racially, this is an unbelievably diverse audience, racially, but also age-wise. If you look at demographic studies of Christian radio today skews to the older people. The demographics indicate an older audience than a lot of radio formats. But I have a ton of young people who listen to this program. We have a ton of homeschoolers that listen to this program. It's part of their education. Mom or dad says, hey, we're going to listen to some current events from a biblical point of view. I hear from homeschoolers all the time, young people who listen to the program. We have a lot of millennials. We have men. We have women. This is just an incredibly diverse audience, and I am eternally grateful for that. I really am eternally grateful. Where do I go? Okay. This is out of Kansas. Switch gears completely. But a 12-year-old girl from Overland Park, Kansas, has been arrested, put in handcuffs, removed from her school, and taken to a juvenile detention facility. What did she do in Overland Park, Kansas? Well, she's 12 years old and in school. A friend in school said, hey, if you could kill five people, who would they be? That's a terrible thing. But that's the kind of stuff that 12-year-olds sometimes talk about. Hey, if you could kill five people, who would you kill? So this 12-year-old girl takes her hand, forms a gun with her finger, and she goes, that person, that person, that person, that person. She does four, and then she points the gun at herself. And she and her friend laughed. Now, is that funny? Not really. Is it stupid things that 12-year-olds do? Probably. Well, someone saw her with the hand gesture, with the gun. Teacher points it out. The girl is taken to the principal. The police are called, and she is arrested, handcuffed, and removed from the school. School officials are trying to distance themselves from that. Shawnee Mission school officials said to the local news media they could not discuss the case, citing privacy laws, but did say it was not the district that arrested the child. Spokesperson David Smith said, we don't do that. That is not our job. He said the role of district police is, quote, not to enforce the law, but to keep kids and adults safe. Police, quote, hauled her out of school in handcuffs, arrested her, and charged the child with a felony. Now, we were just talking about the devil lives in the extremes. Our public schools go from one extreme to another where they allow unthinkable things in the schools, things that should never be allowed in the school, to the opposite extreme of taking this girl, arresting her, putting her in handcuffs, and charging her with a felony because she made a gesture with her hand. Extremes. Headline from the Kansas City Star. Pointing a finger gun lands 12-year-old Johnson County student in handcuffs charged with felony. Wow. Did you hear about William Barr, Bill Barr, our attorney general? Did you hear about his speech at Notre Dame? If you haven't, you need to. I'll tell you what he said when we come back.
Follow Bob on Twitter at twitter.com/BobBurneyLive.
Hey, just a reminder, Joy and I will be at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Logan, Ohio, tomorrow night for the big Jubilee. They've been hosting the Jubilee now for many years. It runs historically Wednesday through Sunday. It's the closest thing to an old-fashioned tent revival. It's not a tent, but it's the closest thing to an old-fashioned tent revival that you will ever find. It's an incredible series of meetings, and I have the unspeakable privilege, and I mean that with all my heart, of kicking things off tomorrow night. First night, it runs Wednesday through Sunday. Different speaker musicians every day, and I have the privilege of being the first speaker on tomorrow night, Wednesday night. Ebenezer Baptist. Now, you can find it if you want to. You're not gonna accidentally stumble on it unless you are hopelessly lost out in the country outside of Logan. It's out in the country down a dirt road. But my goodness, what an incredible church. Tomorrow night, the Jubilee starts. If you can't make it tomorrow night, hey, go to one of the other nights, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. The Ebenezer Baptist pastor, Steve Hubbard, he's done an incredible job there. My goodness, God has just done miraculous things through him and that church. That's tomorrow night. And then Sunday, we will be up in Wadsworth, Ohio, at Rhymer Road Baptist Church in their Sunday morning service. I have not known a whole lot about Attorney General Bill Barr. What I have seen, I have really liked. He seems to be a man of character, integrity, and courage. When he was being confirmed in the Senate, man, he was a bulldog. He was a bulldog. I did not know, but he is a lifelong, devout, conservative Catholic. Didn't know that. And he gave a speech last Friday at Notre Dame University's Law School. Last Friday. And listen to this from a news story covering his speech. Attorney General Barr told faculty and students that the problem is not that religion is being forced on others. The problem is that irreligion is being forced. Secular values are being forced on people of faith. Boy, that is so true. We have groups like the Freedom from Religion Foundation, the American Humanist Society, and in many cases, even the ACLU, that are honestly trying to force their secular values, their atheist values, their humanist values on people of faith. And it is not the other way around. He went on in his speech to say, quote, Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives. Wait a minute. We were just talking about progressives in Christianity. Well, yeah. He says, among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives. But where is the progress? That's brilliant. That is brilliant. That's something I've been saying for years. These people are saying we're progressives. You're not progressive. You're not progressing. You are regressing. Everything liberalism touches dies. Everything progressivism touches dies. Okay, let me get back to his quote. Among the militant secularists are many so-called progressives, but where is the progress? We are told we are living in a post-Christian era, but what has replaced the Judeo-Christian moral system? What is it that can fill the spiritual void in the heart of the individual person? And what is this system of values that can sustain human social life? He went on to say that the moral problems we are facing, this is not decay. This is organized destruction. Secular forces and their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values. So says the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr. Wow. Good for him. And I think he's right. We often hear, well, this is decay. Can I again quote? This is not decay. This is organized destruction. Secular forces and their allies have marshaled all the forces of mass communication, popular culture, the entertainment industry, and academia in an unremitting assault on religion and traditional values. It is. It is organized. It is determined. It is deliberate. It is an attack on all that you and I believe. And it's an attack on all of the foundation of America. Again, to be really honest, I don't know a whole lot about William Barr. But the more I learn about him, the more I like him, and I think that our Justice Department is in good hands under the direction and the leadership of William Barr. Again, those comments were made at Notre Dame, the university's law school, last Friday. It'd be a good use of your time to check out his speech in its entirety. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back with the 5 o'clock hour in just a few minutes.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.